What to do before using tools, equipment, and testing devices? Ensure you have received adequate training to use the tool, equipment, or testing devices safely. Before using the device, consult the manual and operate it in accordance with the manufacturer's instructions. Utilize only tried and tested tools. Ensure that the tool, equipment, or testing device has the manufacturer-recommended guard, shield, or other attachment. Prevent shocks. Ensure that the tools are properly grounded with a three-prong plug, double-insulated, and labeled as such, or powered by a low-voltage isolation transformer. This will keep users from getting an electrical shock. Verify that an electric tool with a three-prong plug has an appropriate three-wire cord and is grounded. The three-prong plug must be inserted into a grounded three-pole outlet. If a two-hole receptacle requires the use of an adapter, the adapter wire must be connected to a known functional ground. Never remove a plug's third grounding prong. Replace front plugs that are open with dead front plugs. The sealed dead front plugs pose a reduced risk of shock or short circuits. Have a qualified electrician install a polarized outlet if a double-insulated tool's polarized, two-prong plug does not fit in a two-hole receptacle. Double-insulated tools use plugs having one prong that is visibly wider than the other. Before use, test all tools for effective grounding with a continuity tester or ground fault circuit interrupter, GFCI. Use only the battery type specified by the manufacturer for the battery-powered tool you are utilizing. Recharge a battery-powered tool only with a charger specifically intended for that tool's battery. Before replacing accessories, making adjustments, or storing the tool, the battery must be removed, or the device must be switched off and locked off. Ensure that no metal objects, such as nails, screws, or wrenches, get into touch with the terminals of a battery pack, since this could result in a shorting and possibly cause sparks, fires, or burns.